50 years ago, the Pierre Trudeau Liberals were elected to a majority government. Locally, former Unity veterinarian Cliff McIsaac had a narrow 130-vote win over incumbent Norval Horner of the Conservative Party. Macklin Central School Board announced they had hired Mr. John Rigby as principal for Macklin High School. A short list of 7 applicants were interviewed for the position. The Wedgwood Orchestra was entertaining at the Heidelberg Inn in Unity. From the classifieds, for sale, 2 milk cows, 1 Jersey, 4 years old and 1 Ayrshire 5 years old, good milkers, $600 each. The weekly TV guide had the Tommy Banks Show, All in the Family, MASH and the Ronnie Prophet Show playing in primetime on Friday. 20 years ago, at the St. George School Awards ceremony, farewells were said to the grade 9s who would be moving on to McClurg High School in the fall. A presentation was also made to Principal Dan Wilgenbusch, who would be going to St. Peter's School in Unity. The new principal at St. George was to be Mrs. Liz Duncan. 3 Unity teams led the standings in the Battleford Ladies Softball League. The Midget Panthers were in first, with just 1 loss in 16 games. Fighting over second place were the Bantam Panthers and the Unity Rustlers. Close to 200 farmers jumped into the backs of trucks for tours and a continuing education in agriculture at the Scott Research Farm Field Day. James White, who just completed grade 7 at Unity Composite High School, won several awards for his writing, including a provincial medal for his paper on the Carabert Courthouse.